The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally's also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. We are so appreciative when he detects for us. Hello, healthcare detective. How are you?
I'm pretty good. And I did my detective work for you this week. I was pretty active.
Are your feet sore?
I'm sorry?
Are your feet sore?
Yes, but not for that reason. So I think we should talk about diabetes this week, and that's what I looked into, because it is such a major disease in this country, and there are a lot of myths about it. There are a lot of myths. There are a lot of half-truths, and it's a very serious subject. We should get the facts straight about it. Now, 1 in 10 of us now have diabetes. That's astounding. And 1 in 3 have pre-diabetes. We're on the path to diabetes. And that includes half the people over 65. And there are so many people with diabetes. It's now the third leading cause of death in this country. It's behind heart disease and cancer and then diabetes. That means diabetes is causing something like 12% of the deaths in this country. And to see what an epidemic and how quickly it's grown, that's up from about 4% in the 1990s. You got 4% in the 1990s. Now 12% of us are dying with diabetes as a cause of death. So if you get diabetes, and this really knocked me back, your chance of dying nearly doubles unless you take some precautionary steps that we'll talk about today. To make matters worse, in a sense, 1 in 4 people with diabetes don't know it. They just haven't been diagnosed. And we'll talk a little bit about how you can detect it as well. So as my doctor says, you know, it's a deadly serious subject. But let's have at least a little fun with it, you and I, Jill. So I'm going to use you as the every person and see what the common level of knowledge about diabetes is. And as I say, there are a lot of myths and a lot of half-truths. So I'll ask you a series of notions about it and see what we know, okay? So let's start with something I think you're very familiar with, which is, you know, there's type 1 diabetes. Everybody's heard of that. And there's type 2 diabetes. A lot of people don't think there's much difference. Okay, you have diabetes, you have diabetes. Do you, from what your common knowledge is, do you think there's a big difference between type 1 and type 2?
I just know that one is worse.
One is worse.
Not number one. One of the two is worse.
Type 1 is worse.
Okay.
Yeah, you had it nailed before you corrected yourself.
But
type 1.
but it's important because if I'm being every person... If I'm being every person, you know, they've got a 50% chance between 1 and 2 of knowing which one is worse. So,
well, that's true too. Look, type 1 diabetes is actually an autoimmune disease. That's where your body is not making enough insulin, or maybe no insulin at all, essentially. But it's rare. I mean, that form of diabetes really affects about 7%. Of the people with diabetes. So it's relatively rare. Everybody else has type 2 diabetes. So that's where your body isn't absorbing the insulin that your pancreas is actually producing, but it isn't being absorbed into your body, and your sugar levels then get out of control and you're in trouble. So with either one or two, do you think people must take insulin?
No.
They do not. That's correct. There's a big difference. With type 1 diabetes, you must take insulin. Your body is not making enough insulin. No question about it. You got to get a way to get it into your, you know, absorb it into your body. You've got to take a shot or something else to get it into your body. With type 2 diabetes, you don't necessarily need insulin. So the experts say you can actually control your blood levels with your diet. And I'm not saying by dieting, but
no,
just
but
what you
what
eat.
You eat. Can I just ask a question before we get further? What is, in these massive percentages, Is it A, mostly type 2, and B, what is the is there an underlying cause being given, you know, yes, for this big spike, yes, and what would that?
Well, an underlying, I mean, we're going to talk about contributing factors.
Okay.
But, you know, a lot of it is, listen, it's hereditary disease, so a lot of it is genes, and then there's,
but diet's
a major factor of being overweight,
right,
which we'll discuss in detail. So, okay, if you have diabetes, you can control it with, control your blood, your sugar levels. That's what we're talking about here, with what you eat, okay, and exercise. And I'm talking about where you break a sweat. I'm not talking about getting up and walking to the fridge, okay? That's not exercise. So the doctors say, or the experts say, take, you want 15 to 20 minutes of actually real exercise where you break a sweat, and you want to do that at least 5 times a week. Now, I have diabetes in my family. My grandfather died of it. My father developed it later in life and had an amputation. So I worry about it. I can't run anymore. That's my bad back. Doesn't allow me to do that. But I can walk. So I've been walking now 3 to 4 miles a day. And I break a sweat, and I try to do that at least 6 times a week.
But Frank,
by the way, I like the Hotchkiss rubber track. It's very.
But there's a bigger. There's another
it's
problem.
It's easier on my back.
I understand, but there's another problem here, and this is where it gets complicated for people. It's like when you are, you know, you're not a big guy. If you're a big guy, and this is being caused because and this is part of a circular, basically, problem, it is hard to get out there and walk along that track, P.S., to break that sweat. And what's really important here is that people actually get good guidance about how to start exercising.
Listen, there are gyms, especially now in the winter. That track, there's going to be a snowstorm. You know that track's not going to be available. There are gyms you can use. You can buy a bicycle and get. What I'm saying is, you need to be active.
Got it.
You need to move, okay? And you need to do it on a very regular basis. And it needs to be to an extent. It needs to be strenuous, okay? So, so we talked about this a little bit. You raised the question. Do you think diabetes is difficult to detect? And remember, I said 1 out of 4 of us don't know they have it. Do you think it's difficult to detect? Is that your impression?
No.
You're right to an extent. It's not difficult to detect, but it is a little bit tricky. And now here are the things to watch for. If you're getting up in the middle of the night, you're peeing 3, 4, or 5 times a night. That could be a sign of diabetes, but there are other causes for that. So that alone is not it. If, in addition, you have this thirst that you just can't quench, and you may have blurry vision, okay, now if you've got two of those three, then that's a cause for concern, and you should see your doctor. My father, as I said, had diabetes, and he was cautious about it. Here's how he discovered it. He was just shopping in the mall, and he felt thirsty. So he went over to the water fountain. He had a big drink of water, and then they went on shopping. And guess what? He's thirsty again. A couple of minutes later, he goes to another water fountain, again takes a big gulp of water. And he found himself just going in that mall from one water fountain to another. That was the sign for him. He went to see a doctor, and sure enough, he had diabetes. Now, most diabetes, and we touched on this, most diabetes cases are for people who are 45 or older. My father was well over 60, well over 70 when he developed diabetes. So, again, from common knowledge, because it affects people who are older in age, adults and older people, do you think we need to worry about kids getting diabetes?
Yes.
You're absolutely right, and increasingly so. Diabetes is now being detected in children as young as 5. So again, here are the things to watch out for. Is your child overweight? Okay, he or she, not particularly active. And a lot of kids these days are in front of their screens and whatevers.
And aren't particularly active.
Very active. And very importantly, now diabetes is not contagious, okay, but it is hereditary. Does diabetes run in your family? Again, if you've got a kid who's overweight, not particularly active, and diabetes runs in your family, you got to watch. You got to watch what's going on, even at a young age. So you can check the body mass of your child. They'll tell you how in a minute. And if it's over 20, that's not good. You can check blood glucose level in the blood. If it's over 100, again, warning sign, and blood pressure over 130, over 90, let's say. So again, you got two out of three or all three. That's a problem, no matter what the age. So it's easy to check the glucose level and the blood pressure. You can do that. You got to have a family doctor visit once a year, and you say, hey, you know what? Just while we're here, let's check the glucose level and make sure it's under control. For body mass, that's something you can do today. And now there are a number of body mass calculators on the internet. I found the one at the Mayo Clinic to be terrific. So you can go to the Mayo Clinic and you'll see the body mass calculator. You put in your child's birth date, you put in height, weight, and the waist circumference in inches, and up pops a number, okay? And you'll know whether your child is over 20 in body mass. And if your child is over 20 and the glucose level is high and the blood pressure is high, you should be talking to your doctor about what you should start to do to keep it under control. Now, do you think, Jill, again, from your common knowledge, do you think that you get diabetes by eating too much sugar?
No.
No, you do not. But it is a major contributing factor to being overweight, and overweight is the key.
Right.
So, again, for an adult, body mass over 25, actually doctors say that puts you at risk with a body mass over 25. If it's over 30, it's a major risk. Now, I did the Mayo, obviously, this week to see my body mass, and I have to tell you, I'm fine. I'm not at risk. But that Mayo calculator told me pretty loud and clear that I should lose another 5 pounds. You know, I busted my ankle, you know that, and I gained some weight. I got to lose at least another 5 pounds. So you'll see me at the Hotchkiss track.
All right, you're going to be walking faster. We've got about a minute and a half left. So I don't know how I'm doing, but I know that we're going
to. You're doing fine, but I will get this information out in a minute and a half. The number of people who are overweight, that's the key point, okay? Full 80% of the people with diabetes are overweight. I can't stress that enough. And if you have diabetes, you don't necessarily have to go to a sugar-free or a special diet. You can control it by eating well. What does that mean? Low fat, okay? Keep an eye on your calories and steady carbohydrates. You don't have to give up bread and pasta for the rest of your life, but you just need to keep it under control. Moderation. How many times have you heard that? Let's talk about driving. Last thing. Some people think that people with diabetes should not drive. That's not necessarily so. You can drive, but the risk is hypoglycemia. That's actually where your blood sugar level actually drops low, so low that you get confused and even can pass out. So if you have diabetes, you can continue to drive, but be cautious. Before you go out on the road, check your blood level at home. If it's at least 80, fine. Then even in the car, even if it's okay, you're driving around, especially if you're driving for any distance, make sure you have a juice in the car, a snack bar. And I can't stress this enough. If you feel a bit odd at all, okay, just pull over immediately, have a snack, have that juice, a snack bar, wait 15 minutes, the sugar will kick in, you'll be fine. Be patient, you'll be fine. For the rest of us, don't be patient. Be vigilant about the threat of diabetes. Control your weight, exercise one way or another. Stop. If you're smoking, you're still smoking, please stop smoking. And bottom line, Joe, never ignore the symptoms. Remember, one out of four aren't diagnosed. If you have any of these symptoms that I mentioned and you're overweight and that Mayo calculator is flashing red for you, that's a warning sign. Your body is telling you, take the threat of diabetes seriously.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, wherever fine books are sold, also on my desk.